And it being Wednesday, it's time for our resident historian and activist of the past, Felix Bunnell. A local collector and author recently uncovered the history of Seattle's forgotten designer of iconic iconic neon signs. That's the next stage in advertising. You can't ignore that one. Anyway, you decided to get to the bottom of the story. Felix is brought to us, as he is each week, by the King County Library System.
Yeah, author Brad Holden, he wrote a book last year about local prohibition history. He had a great cover story in the Seattle Times-Pacific magazine last week, all about a particular group of neon signs. It just blew up all over social media, got a big response. So I asked Brad why people love neon signs so much.
They're just such a familiar sight in urban landscape. You know, when you go out, you notice these signs right away. They grab your attention, especially the neon ones, because they're so bright and they're so colorful and artistic. And they're iconic, too. The Dick's hamburger sign, for instance. If I just mention the word to you, you can picture the sign in your head, because we've all seen it so many times. Definitely the elephant car wash sign. So I think it's just an important part of our cultural heritage.
You know, anyone who calls a neon sign part of our cultural heritage is okay in my book, Dave.
Yeah.
Especially in this weather around here. I mean, that's why neon signs in Seattle, they permeate the darkness and the rain so well. Now, in his travels around local estate sales, where he searches out for, you know, pieces of Northwest history, Brad stumbled across a reference to a woman named Bea Haberfield and how she'd been a designer of neon signs in the Northwest in the 1950s. He says he knows a lot about local history and hadn't heard about her, so it surprised him. He did some online searching. He found Bea's grandson, an artist named Eli Wolf. Eli said, "You have to talk to my mom."
I always was proud of what she did. I knew she made the Chubby and Tubby sign, and that's where we went on Rainier Avenue to get our Christmas trees. You know, I mean, I still have really, really good memories of doing that and going, wow, my mom made that sign.
That's Bea Haberfield's daughter, Kathleen Wolf. I met up with her a few days ago. She says her mom never made a fuss about her sign career, but Bea Haberfield was always very creative and did all kinds of fun mom and later grandma things, like, you know, making sure there were bunny footprints around the house on Easter morning and encouraging her kids and grandkids to draw and paint. But Kathleen's incredibly proud of what her mom did with her mom's first husband and their daughter. This is Kathleen's half-sister, Barbara, as part of a company called Campbell Neon. It was rare for a woman to work really in almost any industry in the early 50s, and especially in advertising and neon. She says her mom designed the signs for Dick's Drive-In, for Ivers, the original sign on the Cinerama Theater, for Bohm's Candies, and all kinds of other local businesses. But Kathleen Wolf feels a special connection to the Elephant Car Wash sign on Denny Way.
Coming south on Aurora, because we live way north of Seattle now, and I mean, it's best at night, obviously, because that's when the lights are really noticeable more. And at the second I start looking for it, practically when I'm still on the Aurora Bridge. And by the time I get far enough down there to see it, I feel like my whole body lights up with a big smile inside. And it's like, yep, there's mom.
And it's cool because, you know, all this stuff around here, the bits of history you take for granted, there's a story behind every piece of it. And it's rare that we get to know anything about the person who designed something.
Well, the elephant sign, though, that is true. That's got to be the most famous one, the elephant washing itself. And it's animated in the whole thing.
Yeah, and it's, you know, the PI Globe, which is dark and down the street now. It used to be right across the street there. I mean, it was there for years. Two of the most iconic signs were right next door to each other for a long time. And, of course, it's different now. Now, Kathleen's mom, Bea Haberfield, she passed away in 1996 at age 83, and her eldest daughter and fellow neon designer, Barbara, she died very young in a violent crime back in the 1970s. And now, but one really cool thing that Brad Holden's Seattle Times article dug up is the backstory about these four little sheet metal elephants that are attached to the bottom of the big elephant car wash sign.
Well, I'm glad you brought that up, because that's probably the part that tickles me the most. And hardly anybody knows that they're there unless you tell them. So when you're under the sign, there's four little sheet metal elephants, two with pink bows between their ears and two with blue bows. And that's Barbara, me, Bob, and Greg, our four siblings. And, you know, she got to just do that for the fun of it to honor us.
Yeah, I've never noticed that.
I know, and I've seen them before. I had no idea there was a connection to the family involved. But, you know, one sad thing, I was there last night, as I'm often there last night. It wasn't unusual. It was a regular Tuesday night for me. And one of those tiny elephants appears to be missing.
Uh-oh.
And the sign's looking really beat up, and we'll get to that in a moment. But, you know, I did ask Kathleen, you know, given that so much has changed in Seattle in the past few decades, you know, what does it say that so many of her mom's signs, you know, sort of remain on duty?
It says that she did a good job. I mean, she made them eye-catching enough And, you know, maybe some of it's what the businesses are that make some of them have better longevity. But I think people feel the humor in her art, and that keeps it being attractive so long.
Yeah, and it's, you know, every city in the U.S. has signs like this, and they're in certain parts of town, but it seems like we have more of them in Seattle per capita. There's nothing, no research to really back that up, but it feels like there are just more of them here, and they're more important. Now, about the future of the Elephant Car Wash there on Denny Way, a lot of people are worried that it might be going away. I reached out to the company yesterday and got a statement by email from Mike Hakala. I'll read part of it here. He says, we don't own the land, but we do not know of it being for sale. We just renegotiated a new one-year lease last month. Now, 1 year is not long for a commercial lease for a company. We're evaluating the long-term viability of this business in Seattle based on the current climate towards small businesses in the city. It appears that the business does not align with the global desires of the city government based on restrictions, requirements, and taxes, fees, costs imposed upon it and similar business types in the city. And here's a part about the sign. Should we decide in the future to relocate our business elsewhere, the future of the sign will be evaluated at that time. And they have something like 14 locations all around Puget Sound, most in the South End. But, you know, and looking at it last night, it's pretty beat up. Only half the sign's lit up. It's not really rotating anymore. There is sort of a cute little small, maybe a quarter-sized elephant on the back part of the lot. This would be right against 6th Avenue, and that one never rotated. It's much smaller. That one's in pretty good shape. And we have pictures of that at My Northwest. One of the cool things that Brad Holden did in connecting with Kathleen Wolf, Kathleen had boxes of her mom's old stuff, and in there were all these designs that her mom had drawn, like the original sketches for many of these iconic signs. So Brad shared, we got 4 or 5 of those up at My Northwest and some other photographs as well. But it's, and we also have links to a Seattle Times piece, which just goes into a lot of detail about Bea Haverfield's life as a Rosie the Riveter and all this other stuff she did, kind of pioneering that business in the 1950s.
Yeah, well, the elephant sign, the Hurricane Cafe sign, the Rainier R is in Mohai now, right?
The original one is, yeah. I like the Bardol sign up in Ballard because
sign,
it has its own sound. There's a clunky old solenoid that makes the ch-chunk, ch-chunk. Every time, like where it says, add it to your gas, your oil, your car, it's ch-ch-chunk. It's the only sign I know of that has an audio component to it, unintentional audio component.
I only drive by it, so I've never heard that. You walk up to all these
signs? Well, that was Monday night. Can I give a really quick update on the situation with the National Archives?
Yes.
Attorney General Bob Ferguson of Washington State sent FOIA requests, Freedom of Information Act, seeking relevant documents from the 4 federal agencies involved in the decision to shut down that facility.
Yeah.
So the General Services Administration, National Archives and Records Administration, Public Buildings Reform Board, and the Office of Management and Budget. So he hasn't decided yet whether or not he's going to seek a lawsuit or something. That's a pretty good sign that they're looking into it. So we'll have more on that as
story
develops.
You're going to tie him up in red tape, huh?
Well, I mean, it's the law, Dave. You have to follow the rules when you do these kinds of things.
All right, Felix, keep up the fight. All of Felix's features at MyNorthwest.com.